analyst group Morning Consult says 62% of U.S. small businesses use Facebook. That's not big box retailers or national brands, but mom and pop stores, nonprofits, restaurants, and personal startups. So when the international scandal broke about Facebook allowing third-party apps to access and share private information, and now with major advertisers from across the world threatening to leave the platform, we wanted to know, are Arizona small businesses worried? According to Angelia Hill, Vice President of Marketing and Business Solutions with the Arizona Small Business Association, the answer is yes.
Basically, what we're hearing is, how do we safeguard our customers and our clients' data?
ASBA is holding an event later today to address exactly that. SynTech connects small businesses with current trends in technology and e-commerce. And according to Hill, it will focus on helping small businesses address issues of cybersecurity. I sat down with her to talk more about it recently, and we started by talking about just how important platforms like Facebook can be for small businesses.
It's really important for small businesses because advertising is major in what they need for in being able to find new business. And so we have definitely heard from our small businesses that when they're utilizing Facebook, it's not just for posting, but it's definitely for them to find new business. And then that way, our small businesses are really taking these platforms like Facebook and other, you know, Google, Instagram, and they're advertising, and they're typically not collecting a vast amount of user data. And they really are effectively customizing those ads to customers, and they're doing that with transparency. And so when they are looking for their typical target audience, they are going to target specific areas that make sense to their business. For example, if they're a golf shop, then they're looking for people, of course, who golf, and that makes sense for them. But they're more interested in showcasing the products and services that are really fundamental part of their business, more so than they are capturing the data.
Right. Okay. But at the same time, they sound like they're concerned that people are going to not trust that anymore in light of what's going on.
They are. So in light of what's going on, just to put it into context of what we're hearing. So Cambridge Analytica is a business that is unlike any business that we have here in the state of Arizona, from what we know. So our small businesses aren't as affected, which is a good thing for them. One of the things that we'll be discussing at our SynTech event is for our small businesses to come in and learn, how do they protect their customer data? What is really some from expert opinions happening out there that they can safeguard, and they can use those policies and procedures the correct way?
So what are some of the things that they can do, not only to actually protect customers' data, but to get the message to customers that they are not going to expose them in any way?
Well, having an honest and very strong policy, privacy policy, that they actually put forth and be very transparent on either their website and definitely on some of their pages, really gives that comfort level to small businesses and to their customer base, knowing that they actually are adhering to those policies that are set in place. So we can't stress enough how important it is just to be honest and build that customer trust and show your value to your customers in other ways, and definitely making sure that they understand that you are using their data properly.
Angelina Hill is the Vice President of Marketing and Business Solutions at the Arizona Small Business Association. Angelia, thanks so much for coming in.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.